Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Before we get into God's word, let us look to Him in prayer once again.
在我们读他的话语之前，叫我们有一点的祷告。
Heavenly Father, reveal yourself in your word.
主啊，求你借着你自己的话来显明你自己。
Show us your glory.
主啊，显明你自己的荣耀。
Show us your majesty.
主啊，显明你自己的尊荣。
And as we see who you are, Lord, let our lives be changed.
主啊，叫我们看见你的所事，能够使我们的生命改变。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we are going to continue on looking at 1 Peter chapter 2.
今天早晨我们再来看彼得前书第二章。
And as you turn there in your Bibles or look it on the screen, please remember to silence your cell phones.
当我们翻到圣经或者看屏幕的时候，记得将我们的手机调到静音的位置。
Not to honor the words that come out of my mouth, but to honor God's word.
不是要尊重我所说的话，乃是要尊重神的话。
Just to review, last month we looked at 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 4.
上个月我们看到彼得前书第二章从第四节开始。
As you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame."
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Now to him who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
唯有你们是被拣选的主类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Last time we focused on our identity.
上一次我们讲到我们的所事。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
And we saw that our identity is tied with the identity of Jesus.
我们说到我们的所事是基于基督的所事。
That he is not just an example to follow.
他不只是我们要跟从的榜样。
But because he is, we are.
但因为他所是，所以我们才是。
So Peter says that Jesus is the living stone.
所以彼得说到我们的基督他是活石。
He is the cornerstone.
他是房角石。
He is the first stone built in a building.
他是第一块被建造的石头。
And the whole building gets its location and orientation from that stone.
所以整个房子它的转向和它的位置都基于这块石头。
And so Peter continues on, if we are in Christ, we too are living stone.
所以彼得接着说，因为我们在基督里，所以我们也是活石。
And that is the wonderful thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是关于耶稣救恩的奇妙。
If that you have believed in Jesus for your sin, for your salvation, then you are like him.
所以如果我们相信主的救恩，那我们就像他一样。
Paul says it this way, if we are buried with him, we will rise with him.
所以保罗他说到，如果我们与基督同葬，我们就与他同活。
If we share in his death,
如果我们与他分享死亡，
we also share in his resurrection.
我们也就与他分享复活。
I was really struck with the meaning of it this week.
我为这其中的意思，我特别的感到震惊。
I went to the funeral of a dear Christian sister this week.
这个星期我去了一位基督徒姊妹的葬礼。
And as you go in, you know, when you go to a funeral, you stand in front of the casket.
当你进到一个葬礼的时候，你会站在棺木之前。
And it always strikes me how little the body looks like the person while they were living.
所以让我感到震惊的是，这个原来活着的人，他在棺木里面是何等的渺小。
But what really struck me was the hope.
让我感到震惊的是希望。
That as I stood there in front of the casket, it was like the Gospels were speaking to me.
当我站在棺木之前的时候，我就感觉有福音向我传说。
That because this sister was in Christ,
因为这位姊妹她是在基督里。
She shares in Christ's death.
所以她同享了基督的死。
And so therefore shares in his resurrection.
所以他也必同享基督的复活。
And just as Peter and John came to the tomb and met with the angel.
就像彼得和约翰来到坟墓之前的时候，他们遇见了天使。
And the angel said, he is not here, he is risen.
天使说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
So as I stood in front of the casket, it was like I heard the voice of God saying, she is not here, she is risen.
所以当我站在棺木之前的时候，我就好像也听到了，她不在这里，她已经复活了。
And we have that wonderful assurance in Christ because our identity is rooted in Christ.
所以我们在基督里有这样奇妙的确据，因为我们是基于基督的。
He's not just a good example.
他不只是一个榜样。
He's not just a great teacher.
他也不只是一个好的老师。
He is the very foundation of who we are.
他乃是我们的所是的基础。
So we start our passage for this morning in verse 11.
所以我们这个早晨我们来看第十一节。
And as always the case, I was overambitious.
所以就像平常一样，我总是太野心有点太大。
So we're not going to finish the chapter this morning.
所以我们估计看不完整章。
But verse 11 says this, dear friends.
但是十一节他说到，亲爱的弟兄啊。
And we start with dear friends, and that's the in the Greek is translating the word beloved.
在希腊文里面，亲爱的弟兄其实翻译成被爱的。
Now, of course, when we see that, and the I know the English has translated it in the way of those people loved by Peter.
所以当英文翻译过来的时候，我们听到的好像是这些被彼得所爱的弟兄们。
But in the context of what we're talking about, our identity in Christ.
但是其实当我们讲到我们在基督里的所事的时候，
it takes on another meaning.
其实它有另外的意思。
That we are beloved.
乃是我们乃是蒙爱的。
He's speaking to our identity.
因为他说到的是我们的所事。
We are those that are loved by God.
因为我们就是那被神所爱的。
And that's what we read back in verse 10.
这就是我们如果回去读第十节。
We are the people of God.
我们是属神的子民。
We have received his mercy.
我们蒙了怜爱，怜恤。
And because we are in Christ, we also receive now the Father's love.
因着我们被基督所爱，所以我们也得到了父的爱。
So Peter takes that identity. You are beloved.
所以彼得讲到我们的所事的时候，乃是说到我们是那蒙爱的。
In relationship to God, you are loved.
我们与神的关系乃是我们是被爱的。
And then he continues on.
然后他继续说道。
Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要警戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
So he uses that word, I urge you.
所以他这边讲到，我激励催促你们。
Because you have the love of the Father, you can now do something with it.
因为你现在有了父的爱，所以你可以用它做一些什么事情。
What Peter has been talking about, he doesn't want to just keep in the realm of head knowledge.
因为他不希望我们总是保留我们自己在我们的思想里面。
He needs us to turn it into action.
乃是要叫我们把这些理论变成实际。
That our identity in Christ affects how we live.
因为我们在基督里的所事影响了我们的所行。
So what does he urge us to do?
所以他激励我们什么事呢?
He says, as aliens and strangers.
他说我们是客旅是寄居的。
Now it sounds very strange because he's already called us beloved.
这听起来有点奇怪，因为我们已经被称呼为蒙爱的。
And now he's calling us in the same sentence, aliens and strangers.
但是在同一句里面，他说到我们是寄居和客旅。
Well, which is it?
哪一个是真的呢？
They sound very different.
这两个听起来完全不一样。
To be beloved is just a wonderful term.
被爱，这是一个何等奇妙的一个字句。
It denotes the closeness of relationship.
因为这讲到我们一个十分亲近的关系。
But on the other side, aliens and strangers has the exact opposite, feeling.
但是客旅和寄居它给我们一个完全不一样的感觉。
When you call someone a stranger, that person has not much relationship.
当你说某一个人他是寄居的时候，你跟他没有什么关系。
That person is far away.
因为他跟你是远离的。
So how can we both be beloved and far away?
所以我们怎么样能够同时又是蒙爱的又是远离的呢?
It has all to do with our relationships.
这乃是讲到关系。
And we're used to this in Chinese.
其实我们在中文的环境里面我们是比较熟悉的。
We have lots of titles.
因为我们有很多的这个名号。
You might be, in your family, you might be a parent.
因为在你家里面你可能是做父母的。
And your children call you mother, father.
所以你的孩子会叫你爸爸或者妈妈。
But then when you go visit your parents, then they call you son or daughter.
但如果你去看望你的父母的时候他会叫你儿子或者女儿。
And then you go to work and then they call you something else.
但是当你去工作的时候别人会叫你不一样的称呼。
We have these titles depending on who we're relating to.
所以我们的称呼是关系到我们与对方的关系。
So Peter says, in relationship to God, we are loved.
所以我们与神的关系乃是我们是蒙爱的。
We are close.
我们是亲近的。
And because we have this closeness with God, in relation to the world, we are estranged.
因为我们与神的关系亲近，所以我们跟世界的关系就远离。
The New Testament says it elsewhere differently.
在新约里面讲到的是有一点不一样。
That our love of God is mutually exclusive from our love of the world.
他讲到我们要么爱神，要么爱世界。
That if you have the love of the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
所以如果我们爱世界那么爱神的心就不在我们里面。
And if you love God, then you won't love the world.
所以如果你爱神的话你就不会爱世界。
So Peter is starting with our relationship with God. We are close, we are loved.
所以彼得讲到我们跟神的关系是亲近的我们是蒙爱的。
And because we have this close relationship with God, our relation to the world must be that of being distant.
因着我们与神的关系是这样的亲近，所以我们跟世界的关系也必定是远离的。
This relationship is going to affect how we live in the world.
这个关系影响到我们在世界上的生活。
If you go on vacation, you visit relatives, where do you stay usually?
当你去度假的时候，你去看望你的亲人，你会待在哪里呢？
I know when I visit relatives, you know, you can't stay in a hotel, you have to stay with family.
当你去看望亲人的时候，你不会待在旅馆里面，你要跟你的家人待在一起。
But the place where you stay, you know it's not your permanent home.
但是你待在他家的时候，你知道这不是你的家。
So how you treat your relative's house depends on your stay there as a visitor.
所以你待在他家的时候，你就知道你是一个寄居的。
Because that is not your main home, you're just visiting. Some of those things that bother you might not be that important.
因为你在那里是寄居的，所以有些他家的东西如果会让你觉得不舒服，你也会觉得不是很重要。
If the pillow is not, you know, your most ideal pillow, you're not just gonna throw it out and go to the store and buy a new one.
所以你住在他家的时候，那个枕头让你不舒服，你不会直接把它扔掉，然后去买一个。
If the colors of the wall is not your favorite color, you're not going to go to the store and buy paint.
墙壁的漆如果不是你最喜欢的颜色，你也不会去店里面买一个新的漆回来涂。
You know you're just there for a little time.
因为你知道你待在那儿不过是短暂的。
But then also, since you know that this is your relative's house, you have to treat it well.
但是又知道因为这是你亲人的家，所以你必须要对待他好。
And I'm sure that your parents have taught you that you need to, you know, leave the place better than you found it.
我想你的父母应该告诉过你，你应该要好好的尊敬你所住的地方。
Or at least that's what my parents always told me.
至少是我的父母这么告诉我的。
You gotta clean the floors.
你必须要把地板清理干净。
Don't leave a mess.
不要弄得乱糟糟的。
Don't leave the garbage there.
不要把垃圾扔在地上。
And so my relationship to that place as a visitor affects how I treat the place.
所以因为我在这家是寄居的，所以这影响到我在这家的生活。
So in the same way, Peter says, the way we live in this earth should be affected by the fact that we are strangers.
所以我们今天活在地上，我们应该为着因为我们在地上的这个关系，所以会被影响。
And how should we live as strangers?
那我们应该怎样过一个寄居的生活呢？
He lists two things, one internal and one external.
他这边讲到两件事，一个是内在的，一个是外在的。
He says the first thing is to abstain from sinful desires.
第一个是说到要禁戒肉体的私欲。
The word abstain is very similar to the psalm that we read this morning with Brother Han.
这边禁戒跟我们早上这个汉弟兄所跟我们念的诗篇里面有一点相似。
Psalm 19 said, keep your servant also from willful sins.
他讲到求你叫仆人远离那任意妄为的罪。
May they not rule over me.
叫他们不会在我的生命里掌权。
So when Peter says, abstain from sinful desires,
所以当彼得讲到我们要禁戒肉体的私欲，
He's saying, keep that temptation away from me.
他说要远离这个试探。
Don't let those desires rule over me.
不要叫这些私欲主宰了我们的生命。
But the words he uses for sinful desires is a broader word than just things that are sinful.
所以这边讲到肉体的私欲，它其实所讲到的面其实更广。
He literally just says desires of the flesh, the body.
他这边讲到的是肉体的私欲。
And by that he means just the weakness of our humanity.
这个乃是讲到我们人性的一些弱点。
Some of these things that Peter is talking about might not be in themselves morally sinful.
其实彼得这边讲到了一些事情，其实在道德上面好像并不是犯罪。
But what these things do is they war against what Peter has already talked about.
但是这个问题是在于这个私欲是跟保罗跟彼得所讲的进行了征战。
Where he says they war against your soul.
这讲到的是私欲与灵魂征战。
How do they do that?
这个是什么回事呢？
They undermine the beginning of verse 11.
所以这边11节的刚开始这边。
It undermines our relationship, our beloved relationship with God.
这边隐藏了一个是我们跟神的关系。
And it undermines our estranged relationship with this world.
并且我们与这个世界上寄居的这个关系。
It changes the relationships.
因为这会叫我们的关系发生改变。
So Peter is saying, keep away from the things that interfere with our status as loved by God.
彼得要劝诫我们，凡是影响我们与神关系的，我们要远离它。
So it's anything that we can, you know, do in our lives that make us unlovely toward God.
所以这个世界上不管是任何事情叫我们能够远离神的爱的那些事情。
Which definitely would be the definition of sin.
所以这些定义上面它就是罪。
But then also those things that change and distort our relationship with this world.
但这些事情它也会改变我们与这个世界的关系。
Our relationship with this world is supposed to be estranged.
因为我们与世界的关系应该是寄居的。
We're not supposed to be close.
我们不应该与它亲近。
And so Peter is saying, abstain from anything that is going to make this relationship close.
所以彼得是说到我们要禁戒那些会使我们与世界产生亲近关系的东西。
Our own desires.
也就是我们的私欲。
Our desire to make this world home.
因为我们的私欲会叫这个世界成为我们的家。
So these two relationships, our relationship, our identity with God and our identity with this world is going to be the foundation of what we're going to be talking about this month and then also in future weeks.
所以这边讲到的关系，一个是我们与世界之间的关系，一个是我们与神之间的关系，这个会是这个月和下个月我会讲的一些内容。
So keep away from those things that distort these two relationships.
所以叫我们这两个关系发生改变的话，我们要与它远离。
What's our closeness with God or our distance from the world.
不论是影响我们与神的亲近，或者影响我们与世界的远离。
But I think second thing he's going to urge us for is our lives in the world.
第二个他劝诫我们的是我们在世界上的品行。
Right, so internally, keep away from your sinful, natural desires.
所以从内在的说，我们要远离我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
But then in verse 12 he says this.
但在十二节他说道，
Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So not only abstain from things internally,
所以不只是我们要禁戒我们内在的私欲，
but also our lives in this world must be informed by our relationship with God.
但是我们在世界上的品行必须因着我们与神的关系也产生一些变化。
And how should our lives look like in the world?
所以我们在世界上的生活应该是怎样的呢？
He says, live such good lives.
他说应当品行端正。
That just as you would visit a relative and make sure his house or her house was as clean or cleaner than when you got there.
这就像我们去亲人家的时候，我们要保证他家跟我们他家的干净的程度跟对比我们去他家之后应该更干净或者跟之前一样干净。
Peter says that our life in this world, even though we're strangers, should be very good.
所以彼得说，即使我们是寄居的，但这个我们品行也需要端正。
He says, for the reason for this is to the glory of God.
原因就是要荣耀神。
The Pharisees had it a very different way.
但是法利赛人他们有一个很不一样的方式。
They lived good lives for their own glory.
他们为着自己的荣耀而品行端正。
Peter says, live good lives for God's glory.
彼得他说到，我们是为着神的荣耀而品行端正。
that as strangers in this world, how we live affects how people view God.
我们在地上是做寄居的，我们在地上怎样的生活，它影响了地上的人怎样看我们的神。
The people are going to be watching us, and they are going to see from how we live, they are going to put that on God.
所以当人看见我们在地上如何生活的时候，他们会把这些归咎于我们的神。
It's kind of a natural way of reacting.
这是一个十分自然的一个反应。
When I was in high school, I got to travel with an orchestra.
所以当我在学校的时候，我必须要跟从一个人。
And when we went around different countries to give concerts, we would stay at people's houses.
所以当我们在世界上到处旅游的时候，我们常常会待在其他人的家里。
And even though you know it's not the case, you automatically view the other person as typical of the whole nation.
所以有一个现象就是，当你去到那个地方的时候，你常常会把这个人想象成他是他的整一个国家。
And so one house we stayed at, the host family got very very mad at us.
有一个家，当我们待在那儿的时候，他们全家对我们都很凶。
We didn't even do anything wrong.
我们没有干什么错事。
But this person was very friendly and wanted lots of conversation.
他们是其实是友善，他们想要说很多的话。
Unfortunately, the two people that she got were very quiet, you know, Chinese boys.
但其实他们所在他家的那两个人是两个中国的男生，他们其实话很少。
And so she got like, I'm gonna, you know, talk to the embassy, I'm gonna talk to people in charge, everyone.
所以她说我必须要跟这边管理这些旅游的人，要跟他们所有这些其他人都要跟他们谈话。
Somehow, how we had offended her had kind of exploded into now this whole group and maybe the whole nation has offended her.
所以当我们当就这个人怎样被触犯，就会联系到整个国家好像都在触犯。
Now we talked it out and make sure everything was okay.
最后我们解决了这个问题。
But this is the way that we live in the world.
这个就是我们在地上生活的一个样式。
Our actions reflect where we come from.
因为我们在这边怎样的生活，影响到了就是我们所来自的那个地方。
So Peter says, because you come from above,
所以彼得说，因为我们是从天上来的。
Because you have your identity in Christ,
因为我们在基督里面的所事。
Therefore, it's not enough just how you live your inward life.
所以我们如果只是里面好，还是不够的。
We also need to live good outward lives.
我们也必须要品行端正。
Look at what that verse says.
所以我们来一起来看这个经节是怎么说的。
That though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
He's pretty much taking Jesus' words directly from the Sermon on the Mount.
所以他其实是直接把耶稣的话直接引用过来。
Matthew 5:16 says, In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
马太福音5:16说，那你们的光照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That we are, as Jesus called us, His witnesses.
因为神召我们，叫我们成为他的见证。
They have not seen the Father.
他们没有看见过神。
They have not seen Jesus.
他们也没有见过基督。
But they see us.
但他们见过我们。
They see how we live.
他看见我们怎样的生活。
And so Peter says, live such good lives.
所以彼得说我们要品行端正。
That they may see your good deeds.
所以他们看见我们的好行为。
And even though they want to accuse you of wrong,
即使他们想要毁谤我们是作恶的。
When God comes in judgment, They will only have to look at your deeds, and they will glorify God.
但是当审判来的时候，他们因着我们的行为，必将荣耀归给我们的父。
Now, how will that happen?
这些要会怎样发生呢？
How will our actions cause people to glorify God?
我们的行为怎样会叫人将荣耀归给神呢？
If we just live normal good lives, people will praise us.
如果我们只是在地上活着普通好人的样子，那么别人只会将荣耀归给我们自己。
How do we live a life that our good deeds give praise to God and not ourselves?
我们怎样生活出这个好行为，能够将荣耀归给父呢？
I think the key is to live a good life in such a way that doesn't make sense.
所以我想，这个好行为应该是在人看来是不合理的。
That sounds kind of strange.
就听起来有点奇怪。
But our lives must be of such a quality that it doesn't make sense to the world.
但是我们生活的这个质量应该是好到让人觉得不合理。
That they should see how we live and it doesn't make sense to them.
当他们看见我们的行为的时候，他们会觉得这个不合常理。
That it goes beyond just being a good person.
因为这已经超过了只是做一个好人。
We must live our lives in such a supernatural way that we can only live that way by the power of God.
我们应该要活在一个超级好的一个状态，这种好的状态只有神才能够做得到。
So he's going to give some examples, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them today.
所以他下面给了我们一些例子，我们可能没有办法全部讲完。
But we're going to touch on the first one this morning.
但至少我们来看第一个。
Verse 13.
13节。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as supreme authority.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人一切的制度，或是在上的君王。
Or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right.
或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。
For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖罪恶，总要做神的仆人。
Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
So looking back in verse 13, how are we supposed to supernaturally live good lives in this world?
十三节讲到我们怎样能够超自然地活出这样一个好的生活。
It is to submit ourselves to every human authority.
他是说到我们要顺服人一切的制度。
Now if you remember who's writing this, it sounds funny.
但是当如果我们想到写这句话的人的时候，我们觉得有点可笑。
This is Peter.
这是彼得。
This is the one who got arrested by the Jewish authorities for preaching about Jesus.
这是一个曾经因为传扬耶稣的道的时候被犹太人抓住的人。
Now I'm pretty sure the authorities would have said, Peter, you're not living a good life and submitting to our authority.
我想当时的政权应该觉得彼得你根本就没有好好的在地上过顺服政权的生活。
And in fact, when they told him, stop talking about Jesus,
所以他叫彼得说不要再谈论耶稣。
Peter says, I must obey God and not man.
彼得说顺服神不顺服人是应当的。
Basically tell him, I will not obey you.
也就是说我不会顺服你。
That same Peter is writing this.
同一个彼得他却写了这样一段话。
Submit to every human authority.
要顺服人一切制度。
How do we reconcile these two different positions?
这两种状态我们怎样能够让它合理化呢？
We have to go back to our foundation.
所以我们必须要回到我们的基础。
Remember our foundation in verse 11, our relationship with God.
我们记得十一节讲到我们与神的关系。
That we are beloved by God.
我们在神里面是蒙爱的。
And we are strangers in the world.
我们在世界上是寄居的。
So because of that, that changes how we interact with authority.
所以这叫我们能够改变我们与政权之间怎样处理与政权之间的关系。
There are things that the government will do that are going to conflict with our being beloved by God.
但是政权他们做的一些事情有时候会跟我们在基督里面蒙爱的关系会产生矛盾的。
Jesus said, be witnesses.
耶稣说要成为见证。
The Jewish authorities told Peter, don't be a witness.
但是这个犹太的政权叫他说你不要成为见证。
If he had obeyed man,That would have interfered with his relationship with God.
因为他如果顺服神的顺服人的话，这会改变他跟神之间的关系。
For Jesus says, "You are my friend, you are my beloved when you do what I say."
因为耶稣说你是蒙爱的，你要做我所说的。
So Peter says, "I must do according to who I am."
所以彼得说，我所做的必须要基于我的所事。
So I must obey God.
所以我必须要顺服神。
But in those things do not affect our relationship with God.
但是有些事情如果它不会影响我们跟神之间的关系的话。
He says submit.
他说要顺服。
Submit because our relationship to the world is as strangers.
我们要顺服是因为我们在世界上是寄居的。
And I mentioned earlier that when we're just staying somewhere temporarily, there's a lot of things that we can just, you know, let go.
所以我们之前讲到说如果我们只是寄居在别人家里的话其实很多事情我们可以不必那么在乎。
It's very freeing to realize that it's not a big deal.
因为我们会知道其实这并不是什么大事。
Now if we were living in this world, if we were had a close relationship with this world, there's a lot of things that would be a big deal.
但是如果我们今天活在地上然后跟世界有一个亲近的关系那么这就会成为一个很大的问题。
But Peter says, we are just visitors.
但是彼得说我们只是寄居的。
Just do what the government says.
所以政权说什么我们就做什么。
It's no big deal.
这不是什么大问题。
Many years ago when I was very little,
很多年前我还很小。
Back then, my dad's temper was a little hotter than it is now.
那个时候，我爸爸的脾气比现在要大一些。
And I remember one evening, my father got really upset with my mom.
有一天晚上，我的爸爸对我妈妈特别的失望。
And as a little child, I don't even remember what it was about.
那个时候我还小，根本不知道发生什么情况。
All I remember was that my dad was upset with my mom.
我只知道爸爸对妈妈有点失望。
And I remember thinking, Mom, why are you putting up with this?
所以那个时候不知道妈妈要对这个事情要怎么办。
And she said, it's not a big deal.
但她说这根本不是什么大问题。
It's not a big deal.
只是小事一桩。
How we interact and how we react to things changes when things are not that big of a deal.
当我们觉得这个事情它不是什么大问题的时候，我们对它的处理方式就会发生变化。
Our home is not here.
我们的家不在这儿。
Our lives are not invested in our government.
我们的生命不应该投资在我们的政权。
Who is in charge?
就是管理这个世界的。
What the rules are?
包括这些制度。
Because we are just strangers here, all these things are no big deal.
因为我们只是寄居的，所以这些问题其实都不是大问题。
As long as they do not interfere with our beloved status with God.
只要这些不影响我们在基督里被爱的关系。
Or interfere with our stranger relationship with this world.
或者影响我们在地过寄居生活的这个关系。
And so he can say in verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake.
所以他这边讲到要顺服是为着主的缘故
right, not for our sake,
不是为着自己，
not for the government's sake，
也不是为着政府，
not for human authority's sake，
不是为着人的政权，
but for God's sake，
但是为着神的缘故。
Whether it's the king or governors, anyone，
不论是王或者掌权的。
Verse 15 tells us this is God's will for us.
十五节说到这是神的旨意。
It's amazing when the Bible comes out and tells us what God's will is.
这个我们觉得很奇妙，因为圣经告诉我们神的旨意是什么。
So I remember when I was younger, I was always asking God, God, what's your will for my life?
当我年轻一些的时候，常常问主啊，你在我身上的旨意到底是什么？
And God tells us right here, it is God's will.
神在这边就很明显的告诉我们，这就是神的旨意。
It's God's will that we submit to human authority.
神的旨意要叫我们顺服人一切的制度。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
因为我们这样做可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
By the word foolish, the Bible does not mean dumb.
糊涂无知并不是愚拙的意思。
The word foolish is used in the Bible to refer to wicked.
糊涂无知乃是说到那些恶人。
Those that are not wise.
他们没有智慧。
Those do not know God.
他们不知道神。
So that we may silence the ignorant talk of unbelievers.
所以我们可以堵住那些糊涂无知人的口，也就是那些不信的人。
This world says many ignorant things about Christians.
世界上有很多对着基督徒糊涂无知的事情。
Although it was just a little while ago in history that the culture thought very well of Christians.
其实在前不久这个历史里面人对着基督徒的这个看法
that if the world thought about someone who went to church or who was a church leader they thought oh he must be or she must be a very upstanding person
因为过去的不久当人看到一些人去教堂的时候他们会觉得这些人应该是好人
that person must be very caring
他应该很会在乎人
that person must be very giving
而且很会施舍
But that is not the culture we live in now.
但是我们现在的文化不是这样的。
Now Christians and church leaders are viewed with suspicion.
现在教会很多的领袖是被人怀疑的。
The church does not have a good reputation in the world.
因为教会常常没有好的名声。
And a lot of it is due to people in the church not living 1 Peter chapter 2.
这个原因是什么呢？是因为很多教会的人，他们没有根据彼得前书第二章所写的去活。
Peter said that non-Christians, pagans will want to say bad things about us.
因为他这边说到，他们会毁谤我们行恶，毁谤我们是行恶的。
And our culture seems to revel in putting new stories about Christian leaders that have fallen.
因为这个世界，他们很喜欢把教会的领袖放到新闻里面。说他们就放很多的绯闻
about Christians that seem to live outstanding lives, but privately they're very very sinful.
因为新闻会说到他们好像要做一个好人，但他们其实在私底下他们也是一个罪人。
Because that's what the world wants to believe of us.
因为这个是他想要世界来相信的。
Many years ago, when I had more time to watch TV.
以前我有更多的时间来看电视。
I used to watch this TV show called CSI.
我之前有时间看这个电视的节目叫 CSI 犯罪现场调查。
And it was, you know, a crime show.
是一个关于犯罪的一个节目。
About detectives uncovering crimes and who did it and who's the murderer.
它是讲到侦探怎样发现罪犯。和他这个犯罪的过程。
And I would watch so much, but then something started bugging me.
我看了很多，但是发现有些事情会让我觉得有些烦恼。
I began to notice how it depicted Christians.
因为我发现他会描述到关于基督徒的这个情况。
That every time a church leader, a pastor, a priest came, he was never the good guy.
因为当节目里面出现这个牧师或者祭司的时候，这些人往往都不是好人。
They were never on the side of the police.
因为他们总是不跟警察在一边的。
They were either the criminals,
他们要么就是罪犯，
or the people helping the criminals,
要么就是帮助罪犯的。
I watched so many episodes that I never saw a single episode where the Christian was the good guy.
我看了很多集，没有一集是说到基督徒是好人的。
And I just got sick of it.
然后我就觉得对这个事情，我就觉得很厌烦。
I've never watched it since.
所以我从来就再也不看这些节目了。
That's how the world views us now.
因为这个是现今世界怎样看我们的。
Pastors and priests are no longer viewed as the most upstanding people in the community.
因为祭司和牧师现在已经不被认为是道德的最高。
Many people in society will think, well, those are the people we want to keep our kids away from.
他们会觉得说，我们要把自己的孩子远离这些牧师。
And like it is now is like it was in Peter's day.
我们现在的状态其实跟跟彼得那个时候的情况是类似的。
Christians were viewed with suspicion.
因为基督徒常常被怀疑。
So Peter says, live good lives.
所以彼得说应当要品行端正。
And all those centuries where the world thought good of the church was because of the church living out 1 Peter.
所以那些阶段当人觉得基督徒是好人的时候，常常是因为基督徒活出圣经的话语。
That even though people want to slander the church,
即使当世界上的人想要毁谤教会，
they couldn't help but notice all the schools are set up by Christians.
但他们会发现所有的学校其实都是基于基督教的。
All the things to help poor people are set up by Christians.
所有这些帮助穷人的组织都是出于基督徒的。
In fact, in ancient Rome,They started helping the poor because of the church.
其实在古罗马他们想要帮助穷人也是因为教会。
The ancient Roman world had no system of helping the poor or the sick or the needy.
因为那个时候古罗马他们没有任何的组织或者系统能够帮助这些穷人有需要的人。
So the early church took care of everyone.
所以我们早期的教会解决了这些问题。
They took care of their own poor and all the non-Christian poor.
他们不但解决了基督徒本身的贫困，他们也解决了非基督徒的贫困。
They took care of their sick and everyone else's sick.
他们不只是帮助有生病的基督徒，他们也帮助生病的非基督徒。
And the government saw all this.
当时的政权就看到了这些。
And everyone knew it.
所有人都知道了。
And so they said the church is making us look bad.
所以say it again.
The church is making us look bad.
所以教会的所作叫政府看起来脸面无存。
That's why the Roman government started taking care of people.
所以他们因着这个就开始去关心帮助这些人。
Christians living out faithfully, 1 Peter.
所以彼得前书说我们要活出信实。
Telling everyone through their good lives, I am beloved by God.
所以我们要告诉人，我们是蒙爱的。
This is how God loves.
因为这就是神怎样的爱我们。
This is how Christ changes people.
这就是我们的基督怎样改变人。
And the whole world took notice.
整个世界都会发现。
Brothers and sisters, let us reclaim the true Christian life.
弟兄姊妹。让我们能够活出基督的生活。
That the church's reputation would not be of closet sinners.
所以教会名声不会再是犯罪的人。
That the church's reputation would not be of selfish, ignorant people.
也不会是自私或者漠不关心的人。
But the church's reputation would be those that show the love of God to everyone.
乃是把神的爱能够 传扬给每一个人。
That the church takes care of everyone, not just our own.
教会也不只是关爱自己的人，也关爱外面的人。
That the church shows its status of beloved in how it reacts to all the world as strangers.
也叫教会当与世界接触的时候，能够显出我们被爱的这个状态。
I seem all right at time.
我们时间可能也差不多了。
So we'll just have to continue this next time.
所以我们下次会接着说。
But let me just read the rest of the passage, and then we will close in prayer.
那我们把接下来的一些经文我们先读完，之后我们再祷告结束。
Verse 15, for it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
15节，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as cover up for evil. Live as servants of God.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God.Honor the king.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that our identity is firm in you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为我们的所事在你里面是实在的。
That our worth, our value, our security is not bound up with the things of this world.
因为我们的所事不会因着这个世界而受到牵绊。
And it doesn't matter who's in charge of this world.
也不管这个世界是谁来掌权。
Doesn't matter who makes the laws.
也不管制造制度的人是谁。
Doesn't matter who's sitting in the White House.
也不论谁在白宫里面。
We are beloved by God.
我们是被神所爱的。
And we are strangers in this world.
我们在世界不过是寄居的。
We are just here a little time.
我们在这儿不过短暂。
And very soon we will be with you forever.
因为很快的我们要与你同在到永远。
In our home that you have prepared for us.
因为你已经为我们预备了家。
For you are our king.
因为你是我们的王。
And we are citizens of your kingdom.
我们是你国度的子民。
Lord, help us to reflect your kingdom well as we live on this earth.
主啊，帮助我们在地上能够很好的来宣扬你自己。
That as Christ said, that we may be light to this world.
因为基督说的，我们在地上可能会被人喜欢。
That people may see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven.
所以他们看见我们的好行为，便将荣耀归给天上的父。
That people, our neighbors, our co-workers, our classmates might know who God is, what Christ is like through our actions.
叫我们的同事、我们的同学、我们的朋友，借着我们的所行，看见我们神的所事。
For the glory of God.
是为着神的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣全能的名。
Amen.